The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, for the new listeners, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Season 2 starts April 5th.
Yeah, but until then, we'll be sharing Patreon archive mini episodes that are about our life as parents that we've yet to release to the public.
Yes, this episode is BMM mini number 10.
Yeah.
It was about our baby shower.
Yeah, so it may seem strange that we're sharing this, but we decided to share this one because if any of y'all remember, if you're an older listener, a veteran listener, you remember our pregnancy was obviously successful, but we were really worried the whole time. So we held our breath a lot. We didn't really celebrate, Drew.
Went too many photos taken.
Yeah, we didn't do much during the pregnancy.
We just wanted her to get here.
Right. And so we were just really worried we'd miscarry again. And so we just stayed very still until the baby shower. Drew's behind me cutting up.
But yes, no, this, you know, the baby shower was our first actual celebration of Drew. It had everything: food, books, games, prizes, drama,
whistles,
and whistle.
You got to tune in and hear about it.
You want to say something to the people?
This is really ghetto.
So, I didn't catch that. What you said? Thank you so much. Good job, baby girl. You want to keep going?
Jimmy, don't lick the mic. Okay. Okay. Y'all, before we go, Patreon just got an update. And if you're interested in exclusive extra content or hearing our...
episodes from season 2 before we come back, you can join for as little as $1.
$1. We hope y'all enjoy.
I'm strong like my daddy. I'm Hercules. That's too deep. You sleep. You hopped over the fence. You sheep. You slept on me. My last album is Weaponry.
Hey.
I'm sorry, I love you. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
What's going on?
Who you talk to? Me?
The Ben? People. Oh. And you. You know, I'll be pretending like it's a third person in here.
It is.
It Drew? Helps.
Drew?
No, like,
oh,
at the
as an audience?
Yes.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
What is wrong with you?
A lot.
Share. Right now. No, that's an open question. I just really want to know what's wrong with you.
Real quick,
you
got 5 seconds. I would like to apologize for the last episode. I had to do a lot of cleaning up because I was really close to the mic the last long episode.
Randy,
I'm also gonna apologize on the next episode the public gets, because I don't know, we don't know if y'all gonna vote for them to get this one, but but yeah, y'all, we got a lot of downloads on it though, so thank you.
Yeah, it was fun doing it.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoy every episode we do. I'm one of those people that actually likes their wives.
Yes,
we're rare.
But every time, y'all, we change the mics around without fail, that next episode is going to be difficult for
me. Yeah, something comes out weird.
So, hopefully this is where the mics stay for a few months, at least.
Yes.
And Mikey says I sound good. I'm not too close.
You always sound good. You sound low right now, though. It's like you're trying not to.
I just don't want to have to edit
baby,
out.
I promise you sound good. Well, now you do.
I mean, I was giving it. Okay. Come on, babe. What's this episode?
This is mini episode number 10.
Yes.
Shower My Baby.
I don't know why you made that the title.
you said you liked it. Come on.
Like I do, but
nah,
still.
You saying you don't know why? Make it sound like you don't like it.
Is that you or me?
I don't know. We can act like it didn't happen. So you don't like the
just
title?
Just one more thing to edit.
You just want to change
why
it?
Why did you? No, I don't want to. We already said it. Okay,
mini episode number 10.
Yes.
Shower My Baby. Now just real quick, some listeners shared that they was interested in hearing about the baby shower.
Yeah,
and I really
Patreon.
Wanted to talk about it because this was like my first baby shower that
yes.
I had with my baby.
I didn't think people would want to hear about a baby shower, but I'm wrong.
Well, baby
Mikey's
showers
right.
are interesting. And this one was very interesting. The mixture of family, love, food, emotions, and gifts. Yeah, it made it fun and entertaining.
And draining.
And a little draining, I guess.
And draining. I think we slept till like, we was all knocked out. The dog, me.
That was a long night. Well, it was lit. We had like a little mini after party.
Which I had no idea about.
When the
I got back
came
in.
Through, used up all
our
cups.
Friends from college was drinking out of our to-go coffee cups instead of using glasses.
We got so many glasses. and mugs. I don't care about doing dishes. I think they were just trying to like be nice.
But with the lids. So now we out of coffee mugs because these
the coffee cup to lid ratio is off and shit.
Watching Love at the Lockup.
Never again.
So it was very interesting. But
all right. So let's start by describing the baby shower.
Okay.
So what happened?
So the theme was book themed. At least we tried to. I think next time around, I definitely want to pick a certain book to do the theme of. Mm-hmm. But I really wanted her to start her library, and Mikey agreed it was a good idea. And so the idea was to have people bring books instead of cards and like write a message in them. Mm-hmm. And some people did that.
Some people did.
And yeah. Some people didn't.
but most for the most part, they did.
She got a lot of books.
She got a lot of books.
Yeah. And it was really nice. So other than that, that was like the theme. I didn't really want it too pink because I'm not a fan of so much pink. So we had like some maroon, some gold. Mm-hmm. They set up this really nice game table. There was coffee. Like, it was just really nice.
It was. We had a nice mixture of West Indian food and some other stuff. It was good. Naturally, the food came late.
Mikey's aunt made it.
She did.
Made him pay for it. And buy the groceries.
Ain't nothing free.
And
it's fine.
And pick it up. But it was worth it. But you know.
That was my only job. I just had to provide the food. Yeah. And everybody liked it.
Yeah.
She got mad gifts, which to me was like really nice. People showed up.
Yeah, we had a lot of people show up. Nobody from my dad's side, but that's neither here nor there.
Taliba showed up.
Yes, at the end. And
you feel a way about that?
No.
Oh, that was awkward.
that was awkward. I don't know if I feel a way about that.
Leave that pause in there, please.
I just don't want anyone taking credit for her greatness. If you ain't around.
That's true. That's real. I get it.
So, yeah. It was nice. My dress fit. I got it from Fashion Nova.
Yeah, people Randy looked fine.
one of my best friends from giving college, him a
free promo.
She did my makeup.
Yes, she did. She came down
from
New
York. She has a YouTube channel. Yeah. YouTube channel, Makeup Struggles. Y'all, she has 27,000 subscribers. She's funny as hell.
She is.
Go follow her.
And because we're shouting out Black creators.
Yeah.
This month. That one's for you, Shy.
Yeah. So go follow her. She's a nut. And she's a Leo, like me.
And all of y'all are probably.
We're born the day after each other.
So we had the shower actually around the corner from the Batcave.
Yeah.
So at the.
The clubhouse?
The clubhouse, I guess. Yeah.
It was nice.
It was. It was very nice. I wish the weather was a little better.
Yeah, so it was raining. It was stormy.
On the patio, smoking.
No.
No?
They wouldn't let us do it on patio.
That's true. I still got some cigars I need to smoke.
You do?
I do. But yeah, overall, the baby shower was like. It was nice. Fun.
Yeah.
It was. We played games. We didn't do the regular games that I normally see.
Right.
On YouTube. So like we didn't do like the dirty diaper game.
We didn't do the taste the baby food game.
Yes.
The bottle game where you have to drink from the baby bottle. Would have been funny. We didn't do the measure her waist game. Mm-mm-mm. It was like really fun, new games. But is that part of what you enjoy? Because if that is, then we need to get into.
We can get into it.
Okay.
Let's start with it. So we're each going to share two things that we enjoyed. Randy is going to share one. I'm going to share one. Randy share one. I'll share one.
Yes. I really enjoyed the first game we played. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed. So the game we played, the first game we played was that people had to remember what Mikey was wearing. And at one point, my cousin, who co-hosted and planned the baby shower, told him to leave. I wasn't aware the game was starting. Mm-hmm. At one point I was looking for Mikey because I needed him to intervene. But maybe we'll talk about that. He was outside. He's not everybody's gonna remember what I'm wearing. Plus I was like, I got this big old bump, I got this white dress. You gonna know what I'm wearing. But nobody really pays attention to the partner or the dad.
No.
So he had to come in. And they had to make a wanted poster about what he was wearing.
So they were supposed to like describe me.
Yeah.
And whoever had like the most accurate description.
Yeah. And draw him if you could.
Would get a prize.
Right.
And they were really creative.
And he had to walk around and see who did the best. It was hilarious.
I gave credit to all those who called me handsome. Good. It was very flattering.
And he picked the winner from each table. We had really great gifts.
We had a really smart like ticket system.
Yeah.
Basically, the whole thing was just very interactive. People got tickets for stuff. You put your ticket in a raffle, and if you are chosen, you get like one of like 10 really great prizes.
Right.
It was really nice.
Yeah.
And people were just paying attention the whole time.
And they weren't bored. It was very engaging.
It was.
Which was fun to watch. Be a part of.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I really loved about it. Again, this is like my first baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Was like everyone's involvement.
Yeah.
So there was like a whole team of a mixture of out of town family, in town family, who put the stuff together, organized the room, set the tables up, decorations, put stuff together the night before. Like,
yeah,
they put a lot into it, especially on Randy's mom's side. And it was just really nice, like seeing the effort that they'll like, the lengths that they will go,
right,
to do something for like my daughter. It was just nice.
It was nice.
It's really nice. There was a chocolate fountain and
They had 3 Keurigs and you get tea and coffee.
You know, they thought about like everything. The kids was taken care of and out of the way. Like,
yeah, they got hot dogs. They not mad about real food. They gotta eat.
I don't want jerk chicken. Let me get a hot dog.
So they got hot dogs. And so, yeah, it was really thoughtful.
It was. I think that they did an amazing job setting that up. And I want to use them for future stuff.
Yeah.
For someone else. It was great. I loved it.
So the second thing I loved was, I really love that. So like my college friends came from out of town.
Yeah.
And Mikey's grandmother sat with them. And that was
the dynamic.
It was right. It was just so interesting. And like, it was just really, I don't know, it was fun. Like they were drinking.
See, that's
low.
The thing. That's my second thing. My second thing was the group of people in that room. So I'll just add to you.
Yeah.
But the dynamic of the room was so weird. And so these group of people would never get together.
Right.
We'd never get together.
Not even at the wedding. You didn't sit.
They sat at their own tables or with like family, but you know, would loosely introduce themselves.
Yeah.
But these people had all been at the wedding actually in some capacity and maybe like walk past each other. But it was just funny watching our friends get drunk next to my grandmother.
Right.
Like,
and granny and engage.
I know. It was funny.
It was just nice. It was nice energy.
It was. That was my second thing. I really loved the energy in the room. I loved all the people who showed up for my daughter, essentially. Like, I really felt like they were there for us, but they were all about Drew.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice knowing that people care about your kid.
And we had a really nice diaper raffle. So, which was part of the ticket system, like you talked about. And so it was just great gifts. We didn't have no boring gifts.
Everybody was happy with everything they got.
People got like movie tickets. Like there was a $50 movie ticket date thing.
Date night. Gift package, Netflix,
a liquor package.
Yeah, small a little mini liquor. Bar.
And not just that little wine. It was like alcohol. And it was really nice. A Netflix and chill package. Mm-hmm. So popcorn and stuff. It was just really thoughtful. And people were, they had fun. And we talked about this during a production meeting. This was the first celebration we'd had for the baby.
Yeah,
we didn't do anything for Drew this whole pregnancy. We didn't have a gender reveal. We didn't have a cookout.
Nope.
We didn't have.
Is that a thing? Do people normally have cookouts?
Yeah, maybe when you announce a pregnancy. We didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We didn't do anything.
Because we were traumatized.
Yeah.
And everyone listening to this at this point should know.
Right.
What we're talking about. But if you do not know, we lost a child.
Yeah.
And so after that, just the fear of just after dealing with that.
We just wanted those things.
We just wanted to like wait and. I guess we could just move on to the next thing. Like, what did you take away from the baby shower?
Or,
what would you do different next time?
Well, again, I would probably try to celebrate the next baby. Or if I had a chance to redo this, I would celebrate her sooner. Maybe not with the baby shower, but with something. Because the baby shower was actually very stimulating for me. I was really tired.
It was
We had just moved, as y'all heard the Batcave episode, here. So we've been here for about 2 weeks. I think the bathroom had just gotten fixed.
And was like, about to get demolished again.
No, it had just gotten fixed.
No, it was about to get demolished again.
January 12th was our baby shower. The bathroom was done.
This is after the second time?
Yeah, this is after the second time. Yes. Because everybody who visited was able to use the restroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember, Latricia spent the night, Eric here spent the night. They were able to have to go upstairs. Yes.
Right.
Everything was working by the time the baby shower happened, but that was like a new development. So we were exhausted and, I was just overwhelmed. I had people from college. We had people from out of state.
Ohio, New York, Guyana.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It
was all over the place. Luckily, we had like a team and we had like a little assembly line going to get like shit in the house.
Right.
So, as y'all know, there's a path that was built.
But it was raining really hard.
It was raining really bad and it was dark. And we couldn't walk everything, all the gifts down there. So we had to like bring the stuff in through the front of my mom's house to get into the basement. But She ain't want a lot of people in there, and I ain't want nobody to walk through there, and you can't wear shoes in the house.
She has no shoes policy.
It's a lot.
It was money. It was just drama.
So I had to create an assembly line of people bringing stuff up the stairs to the house. I had to be in the house to slide boxes next to the door to get stuff down from the door into the basement, back cave. It was a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't. And then on top of this, I'm still at the baby shower. Everybody at the house. And Mikey's calling me. He's like, Randy, come home.
It's clean
I'm
up like, at the oh. house. It's clean up at the spot. It was a lot.
At one point, I was just sitting down. It's just like, oh, y'all are home. So I like drove myself back to
you're
the house.
So pregnant.
Walked down the path in my white
pregnant.
Dress. So tired.
I know.
And then I come in the house and everybody's like, hey. And they drunk, you know, or getting there, drinking off the coffee mugs. Go coffee. But I'm like, oh, y'all are here? And they stayed for a few hours. I was just really stimulated. I hadn't been around that many people, different personalities.
While pregnant.
Mm-mm. It was like 60 plus people that was touching on me and loving on me, and I missed them. But because we had been so isolated and depressed mm-hmm. and going through life in 2018, I didn't feel prepared to really engage.
So moving forward, you do that differently.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I really didn't. And I know we're not the only people who've ever, you know, had a miscarriage or gone through anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are listening and you're in that position, because there are people who, you know, who go through this and isolate themselves.
Right.
And you may be pregnant again right now, but, I don't know. I don't think it hurts to like allow yourself to be loved on or celebrate something, even with that fear of whatever you may be feeling surrounding the child you may have now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you? What'd you take away from it? What would you do different?
I think the biggest thing I took away is that we really do have like, a really strong support system.
Mm-hmm.
That was just exciting. Like, my daughter's going to have, like, some dope, like, women around her. Like, for real. Like, she got an auntie in New York. She got an auntie in Pittsburgh. She got an auntie in Cleveland. I feel like she going to have, like, a good mix of influence. And it's all women who I fuck with. Like, I actually, like as people. And that was just nice to see. And know that my child going to be okay. Honestly. That was my biggest thing. But moving forward, that's... I just want to celebrate.
Yeah.
The life. But we were coming off of a loss like really quickly.
Right.
It was still mourning. And it was just.
Yeah. We didn't take that into account. We didn't think we'd get pregnant so quickly. And then we did. And it was like, oh shit. Maybe we should have worked some stuff out before we had this baby. But now she's here. You know, or at least she's staying. And so, yeah. So, yeah. That's
it. And so now I look back and. This baby is perfectly fine and perfectly healthy and extremely boring. And everybody says she's textbook and she's due next week and she's going to come out. And, you know, I don't have any pictures of you from 2 months pregnant.
Yeah. No.
Or 3 months pregnant or much from the first trimester. We just wanted to like.
Be quiet.
Yeah.
And wait.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
But next time, definitely.
Yeah. We'll know better. Just, I don't know, even if that ends up in a loss or something, I just feel more prepared. And I know when we first lost the baby, everybody kept telling me nothing feels like the first one. And I can mm-hmm. see that. Like, I can understand that. Like, not saying people who had subsequent losses don't hurt, but like the first one is always, it seems to be the most devastating. And I can see that. So I think that I can go in next time we talk about trying again and doing this again. Like, hey, we know what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing this, we're going to have to do it.
Really just want to do I want to do the most with the next baby. Like, we're going to celebrate everything.
Yeah.
A child is really like a celebration of life.
And
we just we just weren't in a space to celebrate.
No.
But next time will be different. I want to get a bigger place too.
Mm-hmm.
So we can invite more people because it was some people who like, we was kind of lucky they didn't show up because they would have had like mad kids with them.
Yeah.
It would have been different. When my cousins came down from New York too, that was special. It was nice having them there.
Lana
and Carlin, got to meet my little niece cousin.
Oh my God.
What are your cousins' children called?
Cousins, Mike. They're your
cousin. Yeah, but she like my niece though. I'm Uncle Cousin Mikey.
She's your cousin, Mike. That's how it works. And she's so, she was the baby of the hour. She had these gold shoes.
Yeah, she was cute.
Oh my God.
She was so cute.
Oh my God. And quiet. She ain't getting nobody no fuss.
Uh-uh.
Them little gold feet. Oh, she was so sick and cute.
We can hope. Maybe Drew will be like that. Maybe we'll have a quiet baby.
No, she talks. She's vocal, but at the shower.
I'm just saying, like in public spaces, maybe she'll act right.
Maybe. All right.
Engagement, love.
So is there anything I want to know about the baby shower? Anybody who's had a baby shower? We had some people comment on our Patreon who was like, this is what I would not do again. Is there anything you would do or like anything that I don't know what you like about our baby shower that mm-hmm. you would maybe incorporate in yours. Or do you have any ideas for us in terms of how y'all celebrate it?
Couple questions. Is there supposed to be alcohol at baby showers?
I know that came up a lot. I'm just, well, if I can't drink, can't nobody fucking drink.
Well, the thing is, at West Indian baby showers,
there is alcohol.
Because they turn into parties afterwards.
Yeah.
And it's more so about the party than anything else. Like, the baby's cool, but like the food and the party after right. is why I showed up. We didn't have that. So we had like old people waiting around. Like, yeah, you know, it ended kind of early. Like, what you mean? It was 10 o'clock.
I were dog tired. Oh my God. I was cross-eyed.
Next time.
I was cross-eyed.
You ready, love?
Yeah.
Quick PDA.
You're first.
I go first. I actually got something. So every morning I get up, I have to crack ass. And
7 o'clock is not the crack ass.
Oh, I'll have to wake up a couple of times before 7 o'clock. So I have a couple of alarms that go off before that.
6:30.
That get me ready.
Yes.
After going to sleep, like the night before.
Mm-hmm.
But as people may or may not know, I am enrolled in a very serious program.
Yes.
That requires
everything.
Very big commitment. And I cannot be late and I cannot stroll in any kind of way. And I have to be rested and I have homework every night. And I'm just dog shit tired. Yes. All the time. Even talking to you right now.
I know.
I want to take a nap. But I just drank some coffee, some delicious coffee.
And we signed up for a very late movie. Because we're stupid. Go ahead.
No, it's because I haven't had any time with you.
This is true.
And so to feel like a normal human for just a couple of hours, I'm going to take you to go see the Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And we're going to go on a date.
We are.
Around the corner to the movie theater.
Yes.
Because we can. But every morning when I am leaving, I say a prayer while I'm getting ready. I pray for you. Ooh. Sorry about that pee.
It's okay.
I pray for Drew and I pray for our family moving forward. I just want us to be okay. I want us to be happy and I want us to be just live. Right. Mm-hmm. And right after I say that prayer, usually you come like strolling out of the bed or something.
Mm-hmm.
Cause you'd be up now.
I do. Cause I pee every 90 minutes.
And I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay.
But I don't know. It's very important to me during this process because it is very hard that I keep in mind why I'm doing this. And you and my daughter are my why. And you walk up to me every day before I leave and you just give me a kiss right before I walk out the door. And I really appreciate it because I be needing that shit.
You will.
When I'm in class typing and confused and angry and frustrated, I go back to my kiss. That's what I go back to. And I was like, okay, this is who I do it for. So thank you for the kiss.
You're welcome.
And anybody out there listening, please kiss him or her once a day at some point, just because.
Right.
Kissing, man, it's important.
It is. So skin and skin for spouses, man.
I know. I miss holding my wife.
I know.
Anybody tell me when you got pregnant, I'd never hold you again.
That's not true. You hold me.
Through a pillow. Okay, continue. It's your turn.
My PDA. So every morning while you do get up really early and you make your coffee and you have this routine and you're getting out the house on time because this is very serious, like you said. And if you ever came home and told me you got kicked out because you was late, I would really kill you. But no, I feed group. That's part of the reason why I get up, because I know that when you're up, he's going to get up. And he's going to be hungry and you already got your own task. I'm like, let me feed him. And also because you've been walking him early in the morning, which is really helpful for me. You take him with you, you drop yourself in the car and you come back. And I know that one extra step isn't ideal to walk your big head dog.
It's okay.
Down
it wakes
street.
Me up. He needs it.
He does need it, but it's been really helpful for me because if you don't do it, I have to.
Mm-hmm.
And while I do end up walking him later in the day, I do get a few more hours to not have to worry about walking Groot up the street to use the restroom. We yes. would normally let him out the back of the house, but he got a tick last time.
And there apparently is like a deer zombie,
a deer disease.
Virus. Going
yeah,
on.
Called yeah, waif or something. That's putting a hole in a deer's head, and other animals can catch it. And so, yeah.
It just sounds crazy when you actually say it out loud.
But yeah, so I really appreciate you taking an extra step to get Groot to the restroom and bring him back in. And he goes back to sleep because it is early. And I'm able to get some more time to rest and just not be bothered with him bugging me about having to pee and looking at me dead in my eye, waiting for me to get out of bed. So I really appreciate it.
I'm just watching him now be extra. You're welcome, yes. babe. It's no problem. It helps. It helps me get ready. It helps you stay in bed longer if you feel like it, though you never do.
I never do.
I can try. That's all I can do.
Thank you.
You're welcome, love. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast is in Domino Sounds Network.
Woo!
Gang, gang, we got drafted, y'all. For extra and exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage and be sure to check out our website, www.blackmillennialmarriage.com. Follow us on social media platforms. On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
I like how you said that. Black Millennial. And on Twitter, we are
@_thechapmans. Thank you again for listening.
Be blessed, y'all.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.